and welcome to How to Be Successful with me, Vicky Paul. I'm an intuitive artist, energy healer, and author, and I'm on a mission to help you live with more joy, purpose, and meaning. How to Be Successful is a straight-talking, heartfelt, and enlightening podcast full of soul-centered wisdom, home truths, life-changing insights, and free-flowing conversations with some of the most inspiring, knowledgeable, and honest voices in well-being, spirituality, self-love, and personal development. It's a show for people who are no longer satisfied chasing society's version of success because they're ready to embrace their gifts and thrive on their own terms. Hello and Happy New Year. I cannot believe it's been a year since my last podcast. It feels like a confessional. Hi, my name's Vicky Paul and it has been 1 year since my last podcast. It's been, yeah, what a year. And if you follow me, then you'll know in my newsletters I've been sharing that it's been a bit of a weird year, which I know it has been for a lot of you as well. And I just have not had the headspace to think about the podcast because it takes a huge amount of time to pull this together. And because it's a one-man band over here and I don't have a production studio or a team of people working with me that is in the vision board or on the vision board. However, I wanted to get back to it because fundamentally I love doing the podcast and I love all the different people that I have met over the first two seasons. And if you are new to the podcast, then go and check out season one and season two. There's some really fantastic interviews in there. But I wanted to do something a wee bit different for 2024 and season three, and was kind of guided to do something around energy. So the podcast theme is still going to be very much the same as what it has been. However, rather than interviewing and speaking with people who work within the spiritual industry or the well-being industry, I wanted to try and speak with people who work in, now I don't know what to call it, mainstream business or just the general business industry. However, leaders and CEOs and entrepreneurs who are using energy in whatever that means to you. And this is really what this introduction podcast is all going to be about. But I want to speak to people who are using that aspect of themselves, that intuitive, energetic aspect of themselves in their logical business world. So, thank you so much for your patience. It's been a long time coming. And in actual fact, couldn't find where I put my microphone. It's been that long since I recorded a podcast or used my microphone. I couldn't find where I put it. And then I had to Google how to set it up again because I'd forgotten. You know that way when you don't do something every week, you kind of forget. However, we are set up and it'll be very interesting to find out how long it takes me to edit this and pull it all together. But anyway, that's for another time. So thank you again for supporting me across everything that I do, whether it's through my art business, either at workshops by buying a painting, or you're just interested in what I do and follow me on socials. I really do appreciate it. So what I thought would be a good idea for the very first episode of season three was really to have a look about what energy actually is, because it means something different to lots of different people. And I talk about it, you know, because I know about it and I've worked with it for so long. But if you are new to this whole concept of energy and what it is, rather than energy from a scientific point of view or energy from heating your homes or lighting your homes point of view, I thought it would be a good idea just to sort of do an overview of what energy means to me and what it means in the terms of this podcast. So, and it's such an interesting and fascinating subject and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So as ever, you can always get in contact with me. You can go through my website, vickypaul.com, VickyPaul.com, and there's a contact page in there, or just follow me on socials at Vicky J Paul, VickyJPaul, and DM me on there. So I'd love to hear what you think and what energy means to you. But my understanding of energy and what I mean when I talk about energy is I talk about universal energy, and that is the kind of unchanging, deep-rooted concept that resonates with all of us and everything, It makes up the basis of our entire existence, and that can be from the sun to your home, your building that is your home, to your pets, to the food that you eat, anything in your household, your car, your clothing. Everything is energy, and universal energy is the energy that flows through life, that sustains life and provides us, and all living systems incidentally, with that vital life force. And because energy vibrates at its sort of basic scientific level, I am not a scientist and I'm not even going to go down that route, but my understanding, and I understand it to be true, is that energy has a resonance and a vibration, whether it's sound or whether it's something physical like the desk that I am sitting at recording this podcast. It all has a vibrational energy. And as human beings, we also have our own vibration. And that energetic vibration is what determines our nature, our character, our personalities, what we produce, how we behave, what we look like, etc., etc., etc. It is the very essence of who we are and how we present ourselves outwardly and what we feel about ourselves inwardly. So the notion of vibration has two different aspects to it. One is a sort of physical scientific phenomenon, and then there is this spiritual vibration, which is what I would class as the energy that I like to talk about. They are two separate things, but I want to talk about this spiritual vibration, this spiritual energy, because we are multidimensional beings. We are mind, body, spirit, and soul. And to live a whole sort of life, one that encapsulates your desires, the joys, your goals, your passions, your successes, you have to be able to flow between all the different aspects of who you are. And that can be very challenging in the environment that we live in, because it's set up very much from a materialistic point of view. So it wants us to live very much in our bodies. And we have, for the most part, disconnected, in inverted commas, from the energetic aspects of life. That means internally, but also externally. And when I say I work with energy, what I really mean is that I work with the vibration of the planet, and that's vibration of living beings as well as the vibrations of you and I, each other. We are living beings, obviously, but more importantly for me, from an artistic point of view, for example, I work with other people's energy. So I connect with their energy, and in connecting with their energy, it comes through to me as colours, shape, textures, information, memories, wisdom that I then translate onto a canvas. And I'm going to explain a wee bit later in the podcast how I do that, and actually how you can tap in and start to tap in to that energy as well. But we all have this energy. We all have this ability to connect with not only our own energy on a much deeper and more profound level, but we can connect with each other at a deeper and profound level on an energetic basis. And you may already be doing that subtly by, you know, the people that you connect with or don't connect with, or the places that you visit that you really have a good vibe about. Or sometimes you go somewhere and it's just like, nah, I'm just not liking the vibe here, I don't like it, and you turn on your heel and walk out. That is you connecting energetically with the energy around you. And just like everything, the more you practice it, the better you become at it. So we tend to live life in our five senses, using our five senses: touch, taste, sight, smell, and sound. However, we have a sixth sense, which is never easy for me to say. I always feel like I stumble over it. But your sixth sense is your ability to connect intuitively or energetically with the world around you. And there are people who are more sensitive to energies than there are others, in the same way that there are people who are more artistic than others, or there are people who are more sporty or who are more mathematical. We all have different character traits and different abilities. However, with practice, we can develop it. So I wanted to just talk very briefly about the sensitivity to universal energy and how we pick up on each other's vibration, because we're all aware, either knowingly or not, of the collective energy. And you can see that in mass outpourings of grief, or when a community comes together to feel the pain of something that has disrupted the community, or the community comes together to forge ahead and stand by each other, or you're just feeling generally up or down and it doesn't correlate to what's happening in your life. So sometimes I wake up in the morning and I just feel a bit of a funk and it doesn't relate to anything that's going on in my life. And it could well be that I'm picking up the energy of my husband or just the general energy. And it's particularly noticeable if you watch the news any more than you just flick through to get the highlights. If you watch the news, you start to become more negative over a period of time. And it's something that I would like you to do in 2024 is try and cut back on the amount of news that you consume, because it is very negative and is produced to create and keep you in a state of fear. Again, that's for another podcast. But just start to be aware about how you feel when you start to interact with the news or with other people in your life, and just become aware of whether they fill you up and make you feel more positive and upbeat, or whether they drain you and make you feel tired or fearful, or just with sort of no get up and go. So interestingly, I'm recording this the day before, so I'm going to put this out on the 11th, which actually is a new moon. So the 11th of January is the new moon. And it's in Capricorn, and I'm not an astrologer by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a sort of interest in the cycles of the moon because I am affected by new moons and full moons, because I'm an empath and I tap into that. And actually, that is one of the signs that you are an empath, which I'll go into in a wee minute. But with it being a new moon, what is interesting about this particular time is that we are being invited energetically to really have a look about what matters to us this year, what matters to us, what is important to us in our lives, and what can we do to move more fully towards that. And there's so much about manifestation and abundance and the power of positive thinking. That all falls under the same umbrella as energy or universal energy or the work with universal energy. But as a planet and as a collective and as a community, we are continually evolving, expanding, growing on a vibrational and collective level. And the more that we do that through all of the experiences that we have personally and collectively, the more we become aware of who we are as energetic beings, because energy is within us and flows through us, and we are aware of it because of how we feel, because of our emotions. So if you are feeling emotionally one way or the other, whether that's charged and frustrated and angry, or whether that's apathetic and, you know, low in energy, disinterested, that's not your natural state of being. That's not your energetic center. And that could well be that you're feeling that way because your body, using universal energy, is trying to show you where there are areas in your life that perhaps need looked at, or you need some shifting, or you need to move past something that you have been carrying. Or if you are in an environment, whether it's work, whether it's people that are not filling your cup, then perhaps it's time to take a step back from them. So what I want to do as well is, for anyone who's interested and you're still listening thus far into the podcast, thank you. I just wanted to have a run through some of the signs that you are either an empath or somebody who is more sensitive to universal energy. As I said before, this is something we can all work on, but these are some of the signs that you might already have that innate ability that's looking to come out in you at this point in time. So one of the first ones, which is what I talked about a moment ago, was being aware of the moon cycles. Now there's, in each month, there's a full moon and a new moon. And the moon collectively represents our emotions. And if you are sensitive, you will be synchronized with the different lunar phases. So you might find yourself a bit more funky, a bit more emotional, a wee bit more uncontrollable or uncomfortable at certain times around the full and the new moon. And I know this to be so true from my own personal experience and those that I know, but I did hear anecdotal evidence from a policeman friend of ours that around the time of the full moon in particular, there would be so much more sort of drunken activity on the night out, and there would be a lot more fighting, a lot more argy-bargy in the streets when there was a full moon. And they actually put on more staff on a full moon. So this just could be Scotland. I don't know. It might not be the same down in England where we now live. However, I thought that was hilarious because it's probably not the type of environment that you would find having a conversation about the sensitivities and fluctuations and emotions around the full moon and the new moon is sort of hardcore on the ground policing. But there you have it. The universe loves a contradiction. So that's the first sign that you could be much more sensitive to the energies in and around you. So that's being aware of the moon cycles. The second one, which I've also touched on, is being aware of what other people feel and feeling their emotions as if it was yours. And this is something that I've experienced myself, that you can pick up on other people's emotions. So, and you might notice this if you're watching something on television and there's somebody on the TV, whether it's something on the news or a film or, you know, a TV soap, and somebody's crying and they're upset, you might find that you start to get emotional as well. It can be exhausting. So it's and maybe I will do a separate podcast for this, but it can be quite exhausting and it can be quite draining. But there are a whole load of different survival tips to help you avoid this kind of emotional overwhelm if you are sensitive to other people's moods and other people's frames of mind. The third thing that's maybe a bit of an insight could be if you feel uncomfortable in crowded places, and it can feel sort of slightly agitated or anxious, whether you're in a crowded room or out. For example, we've just had Hogmanay recently and all the kind of main places were just heaving with people. That could make you feel quite intense and quite uncomfortable because there's so many people around about you. And when you are an empath and sensitive to energy, you're very sensitive and aware of the environment. So certain sounds and smells and light can be overwhelming as well. So if you are in this kind of environment, even a concert or at a festival, it can feel a bit overwhelming. The fourth sign that you could be very sensitive to energy is that you've got good intuition. And what do I mean by good intuition? That is the ability to understand things before they happen, or feel when somebody that you care for is going through a difficult time, or you think of somebody and they text you or send you a WhatsApp message, or you're having a conversation with somebody and you know instinctively if they are saying the truth or they're not. So if you're good intuition, then the chances are you're really very, very sensitive to universal energy. Intuition is something that we can all work on. If you're seeking a spiritual connection and you're interested in exploring spirituality, whatever that means to you, then that's also a really good sign that there is something in you looking to come out from a universal energetic point of view. And that's about having this deep desire to find a spiritual connection, either within your relationships or with your tribe, whether it's in your home. You want to relate to things on more than the kind of material, physical plane. And when I first noticed this, I noticed that I started to become less interested in sort of surface conversations. I wanted to get to know people on a much deeper level, and I just wasn't interested in kind of general chit chat. The other sign that you might experience is vivid dreams. Now, we all dream. Sometimes we remember them and sometimes we don't. But empaths and sensitives tend to have very sensitive and vivid dreams, full of color and creativity. And you often wake up and remember huge amounts of detail in your dreams. And I've heard people talk about when you dream and you dream in this with this depth, it's an opportunity to do astral travel or travel to other dimensions, etc. That's not something that I know a lot about. And if this does sort of resonate with you, then it might be worthwhile exploring that a wee bit further. Sticking with the sort of spiritual side of things, spiritual development is a huge part of a sensitive's journey. And that really means that you are open-minded and keen at any moment to see the world from a variety of different perspectives. And that could be either working from a yoga perspective with Kundalini energy, or it could be working psychically with your third eye, or it could be using tarot, or even visiting spiritualist church, or practicing in a psychic development, or just being more interested in that side of life and being open to all the different avenues that are out there for you, of which there are so many different avenues in the mystic arts. And the other thing, and probably was the first thing that really kind of connected with me on my own spiritual journey, was this search for purpose. There had to be something more than just getting up in the morning, going to work, going out with friends, spending time with family, walking the dog, earning money, going on holiday, yada, yada, yada. For me, I wanted more, which at the time I felt was so greedy because I had, you know, I had a nice life. But it just, and I felt guilty as well, because it just didn't feel enough. I needed to have something more, bigger, deeper, wider. I needed to reflect on what it was all for, what I was here to do, not necessarily to be, but to do. And that's one of the other shifts, is instead of just, you know, existing and being, there's a desire to do more. And not only to do more for yourself, but more importantly, to do more for others and connect more deeply with others. And actually to make a kind of positive contribution in society. And that is not at the extent of, you know, wanting a nice life, wanting all the material things in life, but you can want all these and still want to give something back to the community at large, whatever that may be. So that sense of purpose and a deeper sense of purpose was something that I wanted to explore. So that, I guess, is just a kind of, and I don't want to keep these too long. I wanted to try and keep them fairly short. But best laid plans of mice and men and all that. So that's kind of the sort of overview of what I mean by universal energy. And if you are listening to this and you are an entrepreneur or a CEO or a leader in the business realm, and you use your intuition, you use your empathy, you use your compassion in tandem with the logical data-driven aspect of your business, then I would love to hear from you, because I think marrying the two is what is a real must going forward in life. But it can also be really hard at the very early stages to transition smoothly between the sort of logical aspect of who we are and the more intuitive feeling aspect of who we are. And it takes time and it takes work. And I'd love to know how people do it, really. That's the essence of what this season is all going to be about, to talk to lots of different people and find out how they use energy and ultimately what it means to them, and how they use energy in their business life, and then how we can then integrate that into our own lives. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, for supporting me. If you want to get in touch, if you've got any comments, if you've got any guest suggestions, I'd love to hear from you. So please find me on social media, vickyjpaul.com, or you can head to my website, vickyjpaul, and connect with me through there. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and if you'd like to connect with me, then head over to my website, vickyjpaul.com, or you can find me on Instagram at vickyjpaul. Why not take advantage of a special subscriber-only 10% discount off my personalised soul portraits? All you need to do is get in touch using the promo code PODCAST21. That's PODCAST21. And don't forget, you can buy my book, How to Be Success Soul, available anywhere that you buy books, or you can also get it via the link in the show notes. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And please continue to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. I'd also really love if you could write a review, because that helps myself and my guests get discovered by more kindred spirits. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.